Islamic foreign ministers are holding a one-day emergency meeting in Doha, Qatar, to discuss the September 11th terrorist attacks and the resulting U.S.-led military campaign against Afghanistan. Secretary of State Colin Powell said this morning on CBS that he was pleased with the response of some leaders.
President Hosni Mubarak made a positive statement yesterday. Our friends in the Gulf region have been supportive in terms of providing access and other facilities that we needed. They all have internal domestic situations that they have to keep very much in mind, but we're very satisfied with the level of support we have received from our friends throughout that part of the world.
So far, there's been little support for the holy war against America declared by Osama bin Laden's Al-Qaeda network. NPR's Peter Kenyon is in Doha. Peter, the Islamic world is trying to formulate a common response to international terrorism and the beginning of the U.S.-led war. How's that going?
Well, as you can imagine, Bob, any time you get this number of people together trying to agree on a complicated issue, the least common denominators will be relatively narrow. The individual opinions vary widely. The Iraqi foreign minister wants the U.S. and British airstrikes condemned by this group. He warned the U.S. not to turn to Iraq next to, as he put it, settle old scores, reference to the Gulf War. Other prime ministers are calling for condemnation, but several countries, I should add, are also warning the U.S. not to go outside Afghanistan with its military action. But I think the Turkish foreign minister's comments come closer to what may come out of this final communique. He said terrorism is a crime against humanity. It has no religion, no geography, and it's certainly not an Islamic act. Actually, if you think about it, that's very close to what the U.S. leaders have been saying in recent days.
Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat is attending the conference, and he's been on Osama bin Laden's mind lately.
He has indeed, Bob, and he's been a very high-profile presence here as well. He addressed the delegates this morning. He did leave it to one of his ministers, Nabil Shaath, however, to voice the Palestinian Authority's frustration with Osama bin Laden's constant linkage of the September 11th attacks and the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Arafat is struggling, meanwhile, to quell protests in the Gaza Strip and the West Bank, blocking reporters, shutting down some universities. It's a good example of how delicate this situation is. Certainly, the Palestinian situation is unique in some respects, but it is another situation where an Arab leader is in danger of a backlash from his right wing, from fundamentalists, and that could grow as the airstrikes continue.
Al-Qaeda released a video statement yesterday declaring a worldwide holy war against the United States. Did that get much attention there?
Well, it certainly caught Arafat's attention with the reference to this Islamic nation groaning for more than 80 years under the weight of the joint Jewish-Crusader aggression, as their spokesman put it. The main point of that message seemed to be to spread the call for a holy war to a worldwide footing. They called to attack America's interests around the globe. There is not much clear response at this point. The Malaysian prime minister here did call for a holy war in Afghanistan, but reaction in his country has been limited. I think clearly several delegates here are worried that the Osama bin Laden call will stir up the fundamentalists in their countries, and they seem to have concluded that their best means of averting that right now anyway is to agree to this limited set of points, calling to protect innocent lives and not link Islamism to terrorism. The big question, of course, is what happens next? Will the military action spread to other countries? Will that trigger a whole new set of internal political problems that could threaten governments here? You hear that over and over again. It's certainly because the U.S. has been fairly secretive about its longer-term objective, but keeps repeating that this is a long struggle and Afghanistan is only the beginning.
NPR's Peter Kenyon in Doha, Qatar.